hey, this is Tracy B., author of Two Tears in a Bucket, AAMBC's 2010 Book of the Year, and today on the podcast for BestEbonyBooks.com, we are excited to welcome an author who first released her debut novel in July of 2009, which has earned, are y'all ready for this, over 50 five-star reviews. In August of 2010, just a few months ago, she released her second novel, which has already accumulated just as many five-star reviews as her first. She's AAMBC's 2010 Author of the Year, and USA Book News recognized her second novel as the 2010 Best Book for African American Fiction. I don't know if y'all ready, but y'all need to get ready, because here with BestEbonyBooks.com is the author of Who Is He to You and Inside Rain, the one and only Monique D. Mensah. Hey, hey, Monique.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm fine. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I am honored.
Thank you, thank you. Now, my first question, just off the record real quick, can I borrow like about 20 of your five stars?
I'm sorry. I don't like to share my five stars. I keep them all to myself.
Can I get like five of them?
Thank you.
Oh, but congratulations to you, though. Congratulations to you. Now, look, you're a two-time award winner with close to 100 five-star reviews between your two novels. Has a success surprised you at all?
Actually, at the risk of sounding cocky, no, it didn't surprise me at all. I knew, you know, from a very young age that I was supposed to be writing. I'm supposed to be writing fiction. I'm supposed to be writing books. I believe that it was a talent I was born with. And I'm a strong believer that if you chase your dreams and you put your talents to good use and share it with the world, that you are going to be successful. There's no other option. So for me, it wasn't a wonder of whether or not I was going to be successful. Just, you know, how the journey was going to, you know, get me there pretty much. So although, gotcha. I feel very humbled by, you know, getting validation from other people, it's not necessarily a surprise.
Gotcha. Now, what would you say has been the key to your success so far?
I would say the key to my success is being persistent and getting myself out there. I mean, even though I believe myself to be a great writer, of course, I knew that my books weren't going to sell myself. So I made sure that I attended a lot of conferences and events. I networked with people, got to know some, you know, best-selling authors, got real friendly with them, got some advice, and I made sure that I pushed my name out there. You know, I got marketing tools, a lot of stuff done on the internet, and I made sure that, you know, I was visible through the website, blogs, different ads on different websites, just, you know, making sure that I'm visible so that everyone knows where to find me and where my books are.
Gotcha. Now, is there a writing routine that you follow?
No. I wish I could. I wish I could come up with a writing routine that would allow me to stop procrastinating and get a little bit more organized in my writing. But really, I just wait. I just let it hit me and I start writing. That's about it. I would say the most uniform thing that I do for my books is I do a chapter outline, so at least I know, you know, the basis of what's going to happen in each chapter. But okay. Other than that, I just write when I feel like it. I know that sounds bad, but I do.
It's the truth, though, and we want you to tell us the truth. For those of you who just tuned in, you're listening to Tracy B., author of Two Tears in a Bucket, and today on the podcast for BestEbonyBooks.com, we're thrilled to be chatting with Monique D. Mensah. Now, what advice, Monique, would you give to other aspiring writers out there?
The biggest piece of advice that I would give, because this is the question I get so often from people, is, you know, everybody wants to write a book. You know, everybody, right. I have a book idea in my head, and I've been wanting to write it for 10 years, and, you know, what am I supposed to do? And I always say one simple thing, write. I mean, everybody thinks it's so complicated. Like, you have to come up with some type of big format, and you have to, you know, sing Kumbaya and light candles, and, you know, it's just, all you have to do is sit down and write and worry about all the technicalities and formalities later, and that's the number one thing that holds everyone up. So instead of, you know, asking every other person every 10 seconds what to do, just write and worry about the rest of it later. And I think that that would jumpstart a lot of people. Careers of writing.
I agree. I get so many folks that inbox me, and I just released my book like 2 months ago, and so many people inbox me, and, you know, I have a story that I want to tell, and can you help me? Can you coach me? What do? You write the book.
Exactly. And
just write.
How much help can I really give you if you haven't written the thing? You know, I don't know what
exactly.
I don't know what to advise you to do if you haven't even started yet. But a lot of it is fear. You know, people are afraid of jumping into, you know, their passion or, you know, what they, their dreams. And you just got to get out here. You got to get out here and do it if you want it.
Exactly. Now, you graced the literary scene just, what, 2-3 years ago as a self-published author. Looking back, is there anything that you would do differently?
I would do a couple of things differently. Who Is He to You came out July 2009, and although I felt like I did a lot of research as far as preparing myself for marketing as well as publishing the book, but I made some mistakes. You know, I paid too much for printing. You know, I didn't do enough research there. You know, or I felt like I didn't get involved in as many events as I could have. I didn't stay as persistent on my blog as I should have. So you can always, even though, I mean, I put a lot of things in place, I always feel like I can do more. You know, I always feel like I can do better. There's always something out here that I'm not doing, that somebody else is doing, that, you know, I could use to better prepare myself and put myself out here. So, I mean, like, not as far as, like, you know, anything major that I would do differently, no. I would just do more.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha. Now, your book trailer for Inside Rain. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. It is the all of it. I love it. I love
Thank
that book
you.
Trailer. It's the best book trailer I've ever seen. I love it. I love it. I love it. When I first saw it, I share with people that my big brother, David Brewington, with Raleigh Point Studios in Atlanta, plug, he did my book trailer for Two Tears in a Bucket, and I'm so anxious and right now. So I didn't do what he wanted me to do. I went on my own and got, you know, all the little whatever together and gave it to him. Here, just use this.
Right.
But your book trailer for Inside Rain, oh my gosh! Now, whose concept was that?
The concept was my graphic designer's name is Marlon Hines. He actually designed the covers for both my books. And took all my pictures, did any type of collateral you see that has to do with my books, Marlon Hines did it. And he insisted on doing the trailer because he loved the concept of the book. And all I told him was, I want a flash saying, was it, can you stand the rain? I want it to flash out on the screen toward the end. That's all I said to him. And he took it and just ran with it. I don't know where that came from. he sent me an email and called me at 3:00 in the morning one night and said, it's done, watch it, and I was in love.
Wow, Marlon is a beast. Give his information again.
I'm sorry?
Share his information again.
His name is Marlon E. Hines. He actually has a newly launched website. It's marlonhines, HINES.com. So check him out. He's a very, very talented graphic designer.
Gotcha. Now, for those of you who just tuned in, you're listening to Tracy B., author of Two Tears in a Bucket, and today on the podcast for BestEbonyBooks.com, we're thrilled to have Monique D. Mensah. Okay, now you also have an editing company, Make Your Mark Editing Services, and for those of you who don't know, Monique critiqued Two Tears in a Bucket for me, and critiquing is a service that Make Your Mark Editing offers, but her feedback really helped me close gaps in Two Tears in a Bucket that I didn't even know were there. So, Monique, share a little something about your editing company.
Editing is also something that I've been interested in for a long time, but I just started editing about December 2009. And, of course, you know, I took some classes and I make sure I hone my skills so I'd be ready to give, you know, authors the feedback and the critique that they needed. But it's been going pretty well. I mean, I've been able to secure clients that have been published. And I'm very straightforward and detailed. I like to work with clients who understand the importance of the project and understand that I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to help your book to be better. And as long as we have that mutual understanding, you know, we can get it to where it needs to be. So with Make Your Mark Editing Services, I do offer comprehensive editing, developmental editing, proofreading, critique, all at a fair price. And I work with my clients one-on-one so that we can make sure that we turn your manuscript into a masterpiece. And my email address is makeyourmarkediting@gmail.com. I do free 5-page sample edits, so you can see what I can do for you.
Exactly. And you are not for the meek. So
I keep it real.
Yeah, so you guys brace yourself. So if you can't take it, woohoo.
Yes, I mean, it's better to come from the editor than the readers, you know?
Definitely. And who, exactly. And who better to critique at least your novel than someone who has close to 100 5-star reviews? That's how I looked at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, I know you're currently working on your third novel, Smokescreen. Can you tell us a little about it?
Smokescreen is my my third novel, and it's actually going to be, I hate to use the word sequel for this one because it can be read alone. You do not have to read Who Is He to You first to read Smokescreen. However, Who Is He to You would give you a little bit of background. So I like to say spinoff. It takes place 10 years after Who Is He to You. And it brings back some of the favorite characters from Who Is He to You. There's Simone, isn't there? Ryan was in Who Is He to You, and Ryan's best friend, Lauren, who wasn't a main character in the first book. And these three different women, they have their different plights. No matter what, in my books, I always have three different women. So in this book, you know, it's these three different women. Simone was molested as a young girl. She was 14 years old, and now 10 years later, she is helping girls who were like her, basically. She's running a girls group center where she counsels them. But come to find out, Simone hasn't fully healed from her past. And you're reading the book wondering whether or not, you know, this is actually a healthy venture for her, rather than, you know, helping her to heal by helping these girls and maybe plunging her back into the place that she wanted to forget when she was 14 years old. Then we have Lauren. Lauren is a very successful defense attorney. She makes over $400,000 a year at the biggest firm in Detroit. In Michigan. But she's tired of defending criminals. She's tired of getting people off, people she knows who's guilty, just on technicalities or just because, you know, they pretty much won the game. They know how to talk the talk. So she decides to take the law into her own hands, and she decides that the guilty are going to go to prison. They're going to get convicted, even if that means she's going to lose. Then there's Ryan. We revisit Ryan. Ryan is now married, and she is desperate to have a baby, but her husband is dead set against it because she's 44 years old, and he thinks it's just too late to have a child. But what her husband doesn't know is she has a 10-year secret looming that's coming bubbling up to the surface that's going to pressure them even more to either have this baby or she may lose her husband. With the three of these different women, they have their different stories, but then there's also the Man Eater, which is a female serial killer that's lurking around Metro Detroit. She's killing men after she has sex with them. And no one knows what the connection between these men are. So either Simone, Lauren, or Ryan is the Man Eater.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so when we get off air, can you tell me who it is?
I'm sorry.
What did you say? That's just when we cut the mics off, can you tell me who it is?
No, I cannot tell you who it is. You'd have to read it to find out.
And I will. Now, Smokescreen is due to grace the bookshelves when? The bookstores.
Hopefully, spring of this year. What actually I'm going to do is I'm going to release it as an ebook first. Most of my sales and success come from Amazon Kindle. Who Is He to You is the number one drama on Kindle right now. Inside Rain is the number two. So that's where my readers are. That's where my market is. So for Smokescreen, as soon as I'm done with it and getting editing it, it's going to be released there first. And then probably paperback will come after maybe in late summer of this year.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Okay, now look, I want you to put this out in the universe, okay?
Okay.
Really think about this question because you've already put it out in the universe. Ultimately, what's the goal for the authoress Monique D. Mensah?
Ultimately, what's the goal?
Yeah, what's your goal?
My goal ultimately is to be a household name amongst fiction readers. My goal is to be, and whether that means being a New York Times bestseller, Essence bestseller, or if I hit neither list, my goal is to be a known name in a literary community. And I'm making strides toward that, and I do see it happening. I want when people talk about great literature, when they talk about, you know, I was reading, you know, different interviews with them, when they talk about Carl Weber, and they talk about Victoria Christopher Murphy, Monique DeMessa is right up there with them. I want to be recognized. Recognition means a lot to me, because as an artist, whether you are a singer, a painter, a writer, you want to be heard, you want to be seen. And whether that means I get wealthy or not, I want my book in your house. That's my ultimate goal.
That's what's up, and you have put it out in the universe. You have put it in the universe. Monique, I hope you achieve that and then some.
Thank you so much.
And then some.
Thank you.
And I thank you so much for joining us today at BestEmilyBooks.com, the podcast. We love you, and we wish you all that you have put in the universe, and like I said, and then some, and your heart's desire. Thank you, Monique.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.